Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's good, very good to be with you. I'm so grateful to join you in welcoming Elder Oaks and Elder Natchez to Wichita. We have the Apostolic Keys, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, is here in Kansas. I'm grateful to be here and to with you listen and learn. Many of you sent in questions that you would like to be answered tonight, and I will just take a couple of those, and following that, Elder Natchez will address a few of those questions, and then Elder Oaks, and following that, we will open it up for question and answer. We have because it would be very difficult for all of you to ask questions. We have a panel here on the front row that will assist us in that. One of the questions, which the questions were marvelous. Well done, those of you who thought and submitted these questions. And one that I've been asked to address is a question that came from one of you that says, "I'm struggling to find the strength to overcome peer pressure and world pressure. How can I strengthen myself against these things?" And then another one that's similar to that: "How do I live the standards of the church when there aren't very many members around me to support me in my age group?" And if I can just share something that happened in our family, that maybe this will help. Our kids are all grown now, and they're out of the house and have their own families. But when my son was, I think he was about 15 when this happened, and we were sitting down here, right there, right in the front, in the middle, and he was kind of tall. He didn't shrink, he still is, but he pretty tall, and he was kind of slouching down during the sacrament meeting, and I leaned over to him and I said, "Kyle, sit up. What's the bishop going to think?" And he dutifully sat up, and he said, "Dad, I'm listening." I said, "I know, but, you know, what's the bishop going to think?" Well, a couple of days later, Kyle and his older sister, who was also in high school, and mom and dad were all in the kitchen talking about something, and I found myself saying, they were talking about something that's happening in school, and some of what you addressed here, the peer pressure and some of these things. And I found myself saying, "Who cares what other people think?" And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I realized, you know what? If they don't call me on it now, they're going to pretty soon. Which is it, Dad? Does it matter what people think, or doesn't? And when I don't know the answer to a question, I think about it, and I pray about it, and I really, because I knew they were going to ask. And so I made that a matter of, really thinking about, does it matter what other people think of me, or doesn't it? And this whole idea of seeking the acceptance of others. And you know, I may be completely off base here, but I realize that I think we spend our lives seeking the acceptance of others. And so it's pretty darn important that we really think clearly and carefully about whose acceptance should we seek. And one day as I was thinking through this and pondering it, I had just this marvelous enlightenment. I know it was Heavenly Father helped me, because I'm just not smart enough to think of this myself. And I'm going to pass on what he taught me for what it's worth. When you go home tonight, if you'd like, I'd like you to draw a line down the middle of your paper. And on the left side, I'd like you to list all of the people who you know are in your life who love you more than they even love themselves. So they care about you even more than they care about themselves. And you will know that because they have shown it over a long period of time. Not just because they said it once, but they have shown you over a long period of time that they care about you even more than themselves. Make that list on the left side of your paper, and then on the other side of your paper, if you want to, everybody else. Everybody else. And what I would invite you to do is seek for the acceptance of the people on the left side of that paper. And now the people on the right side of the paper, don't worry about it. We can't please everybody. We need to stop trying. We do not have to feel pressure to please people on the right side of the paper. So I thought about myself, and I looked at who is on the left side of the paper for me. And it's a fairly short list. My parents are on there. My wife is on that left side. My bishop is on the left side of the paper. My father in heaven. And his son. Our Savior. Christ. And I will live my whole life seeking their acceptance. And all those on the other side, I feel no pressure to please them. And if they don't accept me, that's okay. That's okay. Another question was asked was, how do I stand firm in doctrinal beliefs without offending people who aren't of our faith? You do exactly that. You stand firm in your doctrinal beliefs and don't say offensive things. But let's be careful to not water down what we believe in order to be accepted by people who don't understand this. You know, that question about are Mormons Christians? I think it's a really interesting question. I hope that we'll answer it not just by what we say, but how we treat others. That's the greatest answer you can give. When they say, are you a Christian? Say, yes, I am. Yes, I'm a Christian. But I hope that my behavior will convince you of that, not just my words. We will have time for more questions. I just want to tell you, many of you I know, who I've known a long time, and I love you. And for all of you, I feel the Savior's love. And I testify that He lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.